This goes to Troy Novak, NOVAKPAC, fax 989-583-1914, regarding Mitchell Glowacki, Glowacki, date of birth 9/15/1988. Dear Troy, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Glowacki with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, a history of obstructive uropathy from prior urethral valve and urinary retention. And he does his bladder catheterization through the umbilical area. Also, chronic metabolic acidosis and elevated uric acid levels. His last visit was April 1st of this year. He's thinking that he may have a urinary tract infection. He's having some discomfort, and he thinks the urine may be slightly cloudier than normal. He'll be checking with you if those symptoms do not get better within the next few days. He denies any pain in his feet or joints, and in April, March of this year, he did have gout in his right foot and was treated with steroids. But he's not currently on any suppressive therapy, such as allopurinol. He's not really sure if he's ever been on any. Currently, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no fever, chills, or malaise, no headaches or dizziness, no edema. Medications, I want to highlight lisinopril 30 mg daily and Norvasc is 5 mg daily. And he uses the gentamicin sodium citrate intracatheter solution as a urinary antiseptic. Physical exam, weight 181 pounds, and that's stable. Pulse is 73. Blood pressure, left arm setting, large adult cuff is 150/90. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no CVA tenderness, no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 10-10 of 24. Creatinine is higher than usual, 2.57. Estimated GFR is 32, sodium 141, potassium 4.7, carbon dioxide 13, phosphorus 4, calcium 9.7, albumin 4.5, intact parathyroid hormone 49.8, uric acid level elevated at 9.8. His hemoglobin is 13, white count elevated 11.7, neutrophils elevated 8.46. We don't have a urine sample. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with slightly higher creatinine levels. I've asked him to do monthly labs for a while just to make sure this either restabilizes and doesn't progress. And this might be secondary to a urinary tract infection. And so he will be following up with you soon, and then he'll have a urinalysis done and possibly be treated for a UTI if it was found to be a UTI. Then we will recheck the labs in November again. 2, hypertension. This is higher than usual, and maybe because of an infection also. And so that should be rechecked after the infection has been treated. 3, metabolic acidosis. We will continue to monitor, and 4, elevated uric acid levels without gout symptoms currently. It may be worthwhile, after the UTI has been treated, to start him on some suppressive therapy like allopurinol. I'd probably start very low in his case, like 100 milligram once a day, and then he could be increased slightly. But with current renal function, 100 to 200 milligram a day would probably be enough allopurinol for him to use, hopefully to control the uric acid levels. And we will check those with all of his labs, too. And he's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 4 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.